Good morning. I'm Violet Bodie.
I'm Abby Capacious.
And I'm Brendan Plath. Happy April from the Bear Facts and from all of us here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Saturday, Garrigan celebrated our 34th gala, and the event brought in a record amount of money for the school. When everything was tallied up, more than $430,000 was raised for Garrigan and Seton. The live auction alone brought in $163,600, and additional money was raised from the silent auction and through various games and raffles. Thanks to everyone who helped to make Gala 2023 a huge success.
The Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team is wrapping up their season today by participating in the nationwide 3-2-1 Spring Tournament. This is an online event where students work together to answer 240 questions that are arranged in groups of three that feature the same topic. Earlier this week, the Quiz Bowl team participated in another online event, the Iowa State University Virtual Quiz. We'll let you know how the team did on a future show.
Yesterday, we had two special religious events at Garrigan. As we've done almost every Friday in Lent, we celebrated the Stations of the Cross in the Garrigan Chapel. In addition to that, we had a special Eucharistic procession in the morning. This is a special parade that features a consecrated host. It's a tradition in the Catholic Church that allows people to give public witness to their faith. At Garrigan, the procession gets us ready for Holy Week and Easter.
Commemorative shirts are now available to celebrate the back-to-back state champion Golden Bear girls. The gold-colored shirts honor the top basketball team in Iowa. Links for ordering are available at bggoldenbears.org and bishopgarrigan.org, as well as on the Garrigan Facebook page. Orders must be placed online, and the deadline is tomorrow night at midnight. Make sure to get your commemorative basketball champion t-shirt.
Girls basketball coach Brandon Schwab was recently featured on the Iowa Public Television show Market to Market. The feature is called Making Practice Plans from the Cab, and it looks into how Coach Schwab balances coaching a state championship team with 15 years of managing the family farm. There are links to watch the YouTube version of his feature on the Garrigan student website, bggoldenbears.org.
Last Sunday, three Garrigan students competed in the Knights of Columbus State Free Throw Contest in Boone. Freshman Tate Furch and Alyssa Hogland and 7th grader Lily Wickman all advanced to state in different division. The girls did especially well. Alyssa finished 2nd statewide in her division, while Lily was 3rd. Congratulations, KC Free Throw Contest shooters.
With winter sports in the books, spring sports have begun. We've already previewed the track and golf teams, but Golden Bears are also an important part of the area trap shooting and archery clubs. The Royal Arrow Archers had their first meet of the season last weekend in Faribault, Minnesota. Elena Borman was the top female at the meet, and Nathaniel Darling was top on the male side. Eli Rickey and Spencer Dorning also compete in archery.
17 Golden Bears are part of the Isaac Walton League trap shooting team, and they have their first home meet this morning. Seniors in trap shooting are Matt Kolash, Caleb Borman, Drew Casey, Sam Bohan, Connor Davis, and Nate Bronk. The younger shooters include Scott Borman, Ethan Marceau, Josh Bernhard, Wyatt Rosemeyer, Keen Heliseth, Nick Toole, Andrew Lichter, Logan Busher, Colin Weimers, and Noah Birdie. Blair Becker and Haley Reitzel are the girls on the trap shooting team. Good luck all spring to the archers and trap shooters.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Ryan Noonan. Here to tell you about him is Tate Furch.
Ryan Noonan is probably best known for his accomplishments in basketball. He's been a key player throughout his high school, and as a senior, he either started or was the sixth man for the Golden Bear Boys. Ryan is looking at going to DMAC next year, and he's looking in majoring in business. We wish him all the best in the future.
Because of the upcoming Easter holiday, we've got 2 weeks of events on our Golden Bear calendar. There's trap shooting at home this morning, and the Quiz Bowl team has the 3-2-1 contest. Also, today, parish families against hunger are packaging food.
Tomorrow is Palm Sunday. Monday, the golf team start their season against Spencer. The boys are at home, and the girls are away. There's Mass Tuesday morning, and that night, the golf teams play at Eagle Grove.
There's girls track at Clear Lake on Tuesday. Wednesday, there's another home trap shooting meet, and the junior class has a retreat. There's also a lower elementary concert Tuesday night.
We'll have our annual Day of Reflection on Holy Thursday. There's no activities that night or on Good Friday, Holy Saturday, or Easter Sunday. There's no school on Easter Monday, but Garrigan will be hosting a co-ed track meet that night.
Students will be taking the Iowa assessments right after Easter. We'll have Mass on Tuesday the 11th. That night, there's golf at Lake Mills, boys track at Fort Dodge, and girls track at Algona High.
On Wednesday, the 12th, we will have tryouts for next year's dance squad. Thursday, the 13th, there's golf in Forest City and boys track at Lake Mills. Finally, Saturday, the 15th, there's state solo and small ensemble music concert.
That's our first Bear Facts for April. We'll be off next week for the Easter holiday, but be sure to catch the show again 2 weeks from today for more news from the Bishop Garrigan High School.